This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Random Order Show, episode 169, man. We back locked in, man. It's your boy Jermaine Richards. I'm in the building with it. Amen. B-Baby Train in the building.
Montclair, Alcazana, Cold, it's out.
All day. Yeah. The real big Shell Sebastian in the building.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, man, we hit all the hard-hitting topics the streets need us to talk about. The office movers back on the beam, getting picked, joining a gang. Of course, we dove into the Discord to cover knowing yourself and wholesome family traditions.
Hit that bell. Hit that good old thumbs up, man. Jump down there in the comments, man. The Discord, lock in with us. We'll lock back in with you.
And I guess I'm f***ed because selfishly, I'm giving a gift to feed my own little, I feel me. So
that's why I said it.
It's giving though, man. Giving feels good.
Yeah, that's how I'm
Is it wrong okay. that giving feels good?
Thank you for that. That's the perfect response to that. That'd be adding to how much I want to give it.
No, for sure. Yeah. For sure. But especially when you're in a relationship, like, and you know the iPad, like, you're going to have your paws all over the pro. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have your paws all over that. So
I love,
like,
a good gift that you could use as well.
Yeah.
Maybe not, yeah. bro.
Apple
honestly.
TV, baby.
Yeah.
That Yo, one, put
yeah.
on fucking Narcos.
Maybe not the Pro, because iPad, you have your messages on there. You have, like, it's your personal device. Thing. Yeah,
I don't touch your laptop.
Yeah, no. Like, laptops were never shared, but I was always fine to share my iPad until they connected, like, messages and photos.
You got to make a choice.
That's my shit.
Right.
You got to make a choice.
Is this an iPad for the crib, or is it, like, if you have an iPad for the crib, you're sick.
You should be able to log on to an iPad though.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Oh, like different users?
Like two people split an iPad.
Can you not do that?
Oh, they're gonna do that soon.
Wait.
Like an iPad log on? I don't think so.
You can't do that?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Two profiles and
what
shit.
What the fuck?
Nah. This is not PlayStation.
My fault. I swear you could do that. Okay.
That's a good idea. They're gonna do it though.
You gotta do a Microsoft Surface.
Oh,
Microsoft. Yeah, I be seeing them out there with the Surfaces, man.
Are they good? I found like those Android, the Windows tab, I find like they're like very slow.
You know what?
Like, I've never tried.
Okay.
You know what? Yeah, no,
I heard
I'm
the
defend
surface
them.
Is ill, though.
When we got, first of all, welcome.
Back to the show, yeah.
Slap.
Sure. My fault.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Lie.
For real.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's a live look. That's a live look. Because people be like, oh, do you guys like have a script? What do you got? How do you do the show? And I'm like, honestly, we just hit record.
We're in a studio where we filmed Office Movers. Sounds crazy.
Officially wrapped
up. Amen.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Man, I got to do.
Yeah.
Well, first off,
back on the beam.
Somebody's back on the beam, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back on the beam.
Yeah, man. I'm back on the beam. My doctor said just take Tylenol, man.
Nice.
That's what the doctor said. It's cool, bro.
Just take time.
Dr. Dre said it's great. Yeah. Nice.
I got into iced vanilla lattes.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's gonna pull you back into the bean for sure,
brother. It's just a sweet treat.
Designer coffees.
Yeah, and I make them at the crib now. I'm still getting my game plan down, but every like three coffees, I hit a really good one.
Oh yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Nice. So I'm getting closer. Yeah.
Damn, you fully back on the bean.
Nah, for sure. You know, I was
like all in on the bean.
You ever see those the kettle coffee espresso thingies?
Yeah.
Bro, I was looking at one in the supermarket yesterday. Like, I'm gonna buy one.
Yeah.
Feels like it's just like making coffee like a fucking
straight bean.
Like a man.
Yeah,
bro. Fucking stove and
putting fire to bean.
Mm-hmm. Let that be your eyes.
Don't like it, man.
Don't like
it. Begin to appreciate the bean.
I appreciate it.
After you leave the bean and come back to the bean a few times.
For sure.
I appreciate the bean, bro. I love when my story. I love when my bean has a story.
Yeah.
Like an Ethiopian bean.
Yeah, they let me know. You got two choices today. This is a Ethiopian bean sourced from the rainforest in Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, oh shit, Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a fucking cave.
You taste it.
You don't even want to know what I went through.
Argentina cave
to get through this bean.
You know what I mean? Man.
Niggas being through it.
It's interesting we're talking about beans because I've been meaning to ask you, like, you got the espresso machine. Yeah. One, how much? And two, like, can you go back to life without it?
One, it was a 6 ticket.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. It was a...
Is that like the... that's the big boy or...
Yeah,
is
it's it, the... Well, it gets crazier.
It gets crazier but, than yeah, that? Jesus. Like, okay.
It's like tier two. Like, they respect me in the streets.
Okay.
And to be in the coffee streets.
They come in the crib,
right? Yeah, yeah. They be yeah. like, oh, shit. I see
it's like a,
the...
It's like a watch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Might have been a 7 ticket.
Yeah, but you could have got it. It's really going to get you for 8, but you could get it on sale for about 6. Yeah. But that's U.S. too.
Yeah, but you know, but this is the commitment to the bean. I was going to the green girl too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had enough of that.
The so, green
you know,
girl. Like,
Merry Christmas symphony for us. I got us.
That part?
Yeah, coffee machine.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas to both of us.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then not come over.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
fix
it,
the bean up.
Mm-hmm.
The bean got us through this
the
production.
Bean got right. us through this production. That's another thing. Yeah.
For sure.
But why I respect the surface is because when we first came in here,
yes, that's where we was at.
We
sure.
was sitting at this very table. Yes, sir. Yes, we was. Niggas just started talking like they're old. Yep. We was sitting right here.
Right here. Yeah. We used to go.
Different time.
Nigga, it was yesterday. So we was here. And every department, every head of departments come to the table. You get to see everyone set up. You get to see who takes notes, who uses an iPad, right. who uses, you know, all right. types of shit. And it was just funny because every time someone would, like, pull up to present something. It's like it's like presentations all day for real from different departments. It's like, okay, Saul, our car guy, is gonna show us what kind of whips he got, but he's pulling out like everyone's pulling out their own gadget, mm-hmm. and it's just I'm only knowing the fucking my shit only opens one way. Microsoft Surface.
As you guys can see, here. Kickstand
so
the shit.
I started, yeah, I'm like, oh, all right. Shit. The nigga fucking took his laptop, said, kss, kss.
I was like, oh no, wait.
Screen off, handed it to me.
Oh.
And then he's controlling it from his fucking computer over here. I'm like, nah, this is crazy.
Shit got wheels, he just flicked it.
I respect it.
That's fire.
Drop the fucking screen, it bounces up, connected back onto the laptop. Email sent. So I respect the service, bro.
Word.
I seen what niggas did on them. So you saying
cop the service?
I'm nope. looking to it.
if you need it, it's just I'm baked in. Apple baked me in.
Yeah,
I'm an apple pie.
The thing is, I kind of like put one of my feet out, and like it's kind of like more stressful though because. You know, you're just not fully integrated.
Mm, you know, got some Jabra headphones or something?
Because I'm, yeah, but I'm like over here with like my PC.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have a gaming laptop, so I'm over there like respect. With it. But then I'd make music on my MacBook, and then I got the iPhone, which there's no leaving the iPhone.
Yeah, I know. You're not leaving the iPhone. You know but you're in a good balance. So like, that's a good balance. Right?
Yeah, that's healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because even my PC forced me to like learn how to use Windows. And if Windows... Users seen how I use my windows.
They jump out the window.
They close the blinds. Yeah.
Well said.
Yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
I'm not doing it right, but
word.
Yeah.
But yeah. Office movers.
Yeah, man.
Wrapped up.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. I feel like y'all gave obviously final thoughts at the last day of shooting, but what's for everyone that's not there? What's your final thoughts on?
Man,
do y'all want to like have this? Well, do you want to have this conversation now or like closer to when it comes out?
It's so funny sitting on the other end of the table and shit.
Sign this contract.
I honestly, man, like we're gonna naturally talk about
you're gonna
it.
Have the conversation a lot, yeah.
So I think we're
gonna be like Big Sean.
I think,
we game in the game.
Yeah.
So, how'd you get signed? Like, I ran to the radio station, he was telling that story.
And Jay-Z, he heard,
was it Jay-Z?
I've never been in a moment where I'm going through a moment and people are telling you, like, you know, they tell you, soak up the moment while you're in it, really, like, really see what's going on. And you can rarely, it's so rare that you can be in a moment and know what's going on in a moment and take in the moment at the same time it's happening. Like, usually your adrenaline's going, the thing happens, like, fast, or if you're maybe nervous to do something and you blink and it's gone. Like, it's really that moment. But
yeah,
this is a one time very rare for me where I was able to kind of like be in the moment as it's going on and really say like, okay. And it made things go slower. Once I said, okay, like, you know, this person, man, can't wait to see this person tomorrow and do this. Can't wait to do this stunt tomorrow and do this. Can't wait to shoot this scene and do this. So it's like, I was just very, very aware, very present. And it made the process fucking so smooth, man.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because I feel like you had your 30th birthday during filming, and I feel like you matured like a lot since the fucking first. Like, I don't think I've seen Trevon like this ever in my life. you just were like a very different. Even Zara was like, Trevon's really into it, and I'm like, yo, like, yeah, like. This is what he does, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, I think it's interesting that you said that.
And yeah.
Nah, I guess that's a result of, like, being in the moment and, like, really knowing, like, this is a big moment.
And just, we're like, I keep saying this fucking analogy, but it's, like, me and Jermaine just been fucking, like, really in the gym, working out, mm-hmm. and, like, this is the playoff, so it's, shows, like...
Yeah.
Like, I'm in playoff mode. Like, you know, I was talking to Jalen. You know, he had a game as they're heading in. Magic were heading into the fucking, like, their first time about to go into the playoffs in a minute.
Yeah.
But it's like they had to win these next couple of games. Like, it's very crucial games, the next 8 games or something like that. And I was just telling him, like, you know, fucking, just like basketball, we're locked in. Because he was just saying, we haven't spoken in a minute, blah, 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 catching up. He's saying a lot. I'm like, yo, it's playoffs for us. You know, like, constant running from that. But... Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have something to prove. We still, like, you know, we're making something that's fun, but we definitely have something to, like, kind of put out and say, yo, okay, like, you let us in the door, but there's a reason, you know?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm.
How you feeling, Jermaine?
Shit was fun, man. Mm-hmm. That shit was so fun. That shit was so fun. For anybody who doesn't know, it's a comedy series about office moving, all the stories we've told. It's going to be a great comedy series. Mm-hmm. There's a whole lot of pressure because we knew our scripts were funny, but... There's just so much that goes into actually shooting it that you don't know how it's actually going to come out, man. But day by day, man, we're just getting gold. We're just getting gold. Everybody was just so talented, played their part. Mm-hmm. So funny.
Was day one like, or like after day one, was that like a shoulder drop?
In a way, because you kind of knew what to expect after day one.
Yeah. But like just even in terms of like how it was executed, did that help you like, oh, fuck, yeah, this is getting executed?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure. I don't know. I was very calm going into it. Mm-hmm. I was surprised how calm I was able to be.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that should have been like.
Yeah, y'all look calm.
Heart beating crazy. Sure, but it's just, man, I can't even explain it, man. It just felt right.
Mm-hmm. Trust me, too.
And we had so much time to prepare for this. Like, we've been talking about it for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. So we just knew what had to happen. We knew what time it was.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And we just went with it, man.
What they say about patience, man? Patience is a virtue type shit.
What does that mean?
Yeah, really speed.
It's just fine.
You put it on the spot.
Yeah. What's that one again? Huh? What's that one mean again?
Yeah. Nah, you heard man. It just patience is a virtue.
Nah, for real.
Patience is a virtue.
Look it up, bro.
Look it up, bro. I ain't got it. What the hell?
For real. Nah, check it out, bro. Saying that.
To me, it's just like, you know what I mean? Patience is going to be your best friend type of thing. Right. Like, if you respect it and you just, like, really understand how to be patient and, like, you know, not rush certain things, it's like we got repaid in many ways because we were patient. And I was even telling him, like, we announced the first show that we were getting our first show back in 2019 because that's just, like, there's certain... It's just the way the production world works. You got to announce your shows, and then that frees up budget to kind of like get the ball rolling. And
oh, really? It's like you're kind of selling the show at that point.
The network is saying, this is what we're up to. Right. So it's like Apple saying, yo, we about to drop the 14. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, so we dropped that show, and it's like certain things for the universe, man. Certain things happen with that show where we didn't end up going with it, but us having to learn that patience and say, okay, this is fine. Maybe this is just a test, like, whatever it is. We didn't even like the show concept that we came up with, so we're just like, all right, well, maybe this is something from someone to fucking give us some more time. So, Pia Shuns. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But you could have been, like, in that moment, fuck, man.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? Just blow the spot out and crash out.
No, I was glad, man.
You know?
Yeah. I was glad, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When this idea came back, to build out the world of Office Movie. I'm like, oh, fucking yeah. Like, of course.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Of course, man. And it made it so easy to write. Yeah. Like, of course, it was a challenge to put all the shit together and then shrink it down into, you know, to fit it within a certain budget. But, man, we whenever we got stuck, it's just like, all right, what happened in real life? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's such a world that's just like very little people know about. Mm-hmm. So it was up to us to you know, explain the world and explain why it was so funny and, mm-hmm. and you know, run certain things by people to see like what we're so used to it that it's like sometimes we forget to explain certain things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So like, it was nice to like paint the picture to new people mm-hmm. so we could see like, you know, what would do well with an audience.
Bruh, it's just, it's I don't even know. No words, man. It's almost like, you know, we know there's a lot of people watching the States, so we're working on a lot just to, you know, have the Office Movers everywhere and able for people to watch it, you know, outside of Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Fuck. What a team. Great. What a team. Cast and crew, man. So family. Great, man. Family for real, man. Everyone was so respectful, man. And I felt like the fucking Jamaican preacher just saying, gratitude, man. Yeah. Gratitude, man. Yeah. Like, bro, I felt like an old, wise Jamaican man. Just fucking. You know, if there's a problem, we can fix it together. Like, we've showed it once so early on. So it's just like, all right, now, no excuse. Like, because it's just everyone's so used to, you know, yelling at each other and. I get it, but it's like, because when niggas is fucking around with time and money and set, niggas gotta get screamed. It definitely,
you know, those moments were like so far and few, like, of like people having to be like, all right, stop clowning around this guy.
Of course, somebody has to be the bad guy. Someone has to be, you know what time it is.
Yeah, for sure. But that was like, I mean, I wasn't on set every day, but I was on set like, maybe like 10 or 8 days, and like maybe one day that happened. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, great. It's like
nobody stopped me. Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah,
like,
no.
You know what I mean?
Nah, man.
So good.
Everyone
man.
Was respectful, man.
Yeah, honestly. Man. Yeah.
Everyone was respectful, and I felt like everyone was like really being themselves. Mm-hmm. And that's hard to say when you're at work sometimes, that you're like, get to actually be yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Even in our world, like across the board, like that's not always the case, man. Sometimes it's like, yo, fuck, you gotta, you know what I mean? You gotta be a soldier sometimes. Like, everyone was just. Okay, I could be myself.
I was on the shit. Yeah, no, man, it was nice, man. Mm-hmm. It was nice. It's so weird to, like, you know, we're filming for 4 weeks. And I know, like, when I watch this back and I'm talking, like, yeah, we're filming for 4 weeks. I know Future Endeavors are going to have us film for, like, 6 weeks or 8 weeks. And I'm like, yo, you did four? Like, it was great practice. Like, honestly, it was really great learning experience to say, okay, this is what it takes. Like, you know, waking up at certain times.
Yeah,
and, like,
it was boot camp wake-up calls.
But it was fucking a challenge on all aspects and all levels because, like, we're filming with our friends, bro. We're filming with people that, you know, we grew up with. We're filming with people that, like, whether we just met recently or, you know, really cool with, but it's like, it's so hard not to fucking stop laughing on set. And like, you know what I mean? Even when we're filming and something funny's going on, I'm like, dog, I can't not laugh. It's just like, it's a great balance of things, man, honestly.
Yeah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Might as well speak about it. So many plans, bro. I want to tour this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, just being away from Toronto when we left, it was a shock to a lot of people, but I don't think, like, I'm not trying to be like, yeah, nigga. I don't think people realize, you know, there's just a lot that we're trying to balance and a lot that we're trying to figure out to say, okay, like, you know, what are we doing? Because we know we have, like, a bunch of things that we enjoy doing, mm-hmm. we have fun doing, and there's people that enjoy that. Mm-hmm. So it's like, leaving Toronto helped free up so much mind space to, like, say, okay, all this is going on, and, like, shape out Office Movers. Like, I couldn't have done that here. Like, mm-hmm. I love the city of death, but it's just, I can't.
Right.
I wouldn't be able to get that piece that I found in Orlando to write out and have moments to think. But fucking podcast tour, man. I'm excited that, you know, the Office Movers is checked off our list, and we're, you know, obviously we're still in post-production, and it's not done yet until it's out, and, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. But,
the hard work is.
Well, you know what I mean? Yeah.
That's still hard work.
The big fucking part. Yeah. Like, Right now in our workout, we're doing Stairmasters for the last 20 minutes, and then we're going to stretch. And then we're going to stretch.
And then flex.
And then we're going to flex. And we're going to the beach. But in this time where we're on the Stairmaster, we can now be on our phone, and, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And in that moment, we're planning this podcast tour, and I think we go to three early states, boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we test out maybe three shows. Wherever people want us, we'll go. We pull up on them.
Shit, put in the comments.
Yeah.
We'll do some
I don't know.
Nothing in Canada? What are we talking about? No, I'm talking.
We can do that, but I'm talking about the state snickers.
Yeah, enough. I heard you.
I'm talking about the state snickers.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But if it said, if we get 1,000 comments, let's say the UK.
Yo, oh, did we go
over
to the UK?
We over there.
Call me Unk.
For sure.
We're going to the UK. But what I'm thinking, tight shit.
What?
We pull up to these places a little early, tight shit, summer tight shit. Show them a little Office Movers.
Mm.
Show them a little early
Bring
screening.
A couple episodes with us in our back pocket.
And on the hard drive, like DJ.
Cool. Yeah, the USB key. Yeah.
That's just what I'm thinking. Yeah, so I don't know if the Eagles will appreciate that.
Oh, I think but they
will. Yeah, I think it's time to get live and direct, man, in 2024, man.
Yeah.
Live and direct.
Shake some hands.
Yeah.
Kiss some babies.
Yeah.
Hurry.
Anyways, what's been going on in the world, man? I've been so untapped.
Fuck, man. A lot of.
Cardi B had a baby?
No.
She had a baby?
I don't know.
Is she? No. I think she dropped this. Nah, she dropped the baby little song.
She dropped the song.
So she's moving out with the songs. Shit, man. What's going on? Fuck, Apex got hacked like a couple days ago.
Damn.
They deleted
people
it?
And shit?
They like shut the servers down and shit for like a couple hours. Nice. Niggas was losing like their progressions and shit.
Damn.
You gotta go outside sometimes, man.
Yeah, but it's like I feel some people. I don't really put money in that game, but some people definitely got some chicken in that game. So if they take all that shit away, that's all your money gone for nothing. Like, you gonna feel a way about it.
I think Apex is gonna sort it out. It's gonna be hard, but
yeah, it's gonna be hard to really figure that out.
Yeah,
I'm hoping to get some residual free shit.
Yeah,
yeah, everybody gets a million Apex coins.
You know what I'm saying? Type shit. I was online that day.
Yeah.
You never got that. The laptop again,
careful,
no?
Careful what you say on here now.
Hey, man.
Just talking about sharing.
You're the 30-day rental program.
I hate you, man. What you talking about?
Nothing, man. I think I know the answer.
Okay. Yeah. Nah, man. I figured, and I was right, too, man. Yeah. Set was way too, like, demanding, which is, I'm fucking, bro. And this is the thing. We're on set, and he's just, like, apologizing to us, saying, like, oh, so sorry if you guys can't be out here, like, in the rain. Sometimes it was raining. Sometimes it was cold and shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm telling these niggas, I'm like, bro, we 10 toes.
Mm-hmm.
We 10 toes.
Look, get this done. Yeah, for sure.
People are telling us, like, oh, like, sorry to take your weekend out. I'm like, bro, we stopped everything for this. Like, we're so invested in this. I was outside of everything else. So, like, even on the weekends, bro, like, Tops, you're sleeping in on Saturday to Friday, but you're still kind of waking up early because things, your body's just doing that.
Yeah, your body's locked in.
Then you see Saturday, Sunday, you got to go to bed 8 p.m. Sunday because Monday is 6 a.m. again.
Right.
Yeah, all you really get is a Friday night sleeps.
Friday night sleeps. And then Saturday, you don't even, you're like fighting to sleep because you know one more sleeps in this school.
Right.
I hate this. I said, I sleep one more time and I got to go to school, bro.
Yeah. And you know you're getting business texts on Sundays and shit.
Yeah. It's already bad.
You know, if you're like really in the grind mode, then they got to like, you know, they leave it on Saturday, but Sunday they're like, hey, don't forget.
Yeah, that's
Can you
crazy.
Just confirm? Bro.
Yeah, but I don't hear confirm on the weekend. No, no business words, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, yo, people think this shit is sweet, man. People think like, you just trying to live an easy life when you go this way. It's hard. It's a lot, man.
Oh,
bro, it's a lot.
Yeah,
bro. This was definitely a learning experience ourselves. We knew it was intense, man. And thank God we had just to give us a heads up on what it's just about to be like.
Right. Yeah.
Shout out to Just again, because to go through that shit with our brother, you know, we came up same time on YouTube, and you know, we had a similar experience. Just kind of managing everything and figuring out everything as we go. So I get the show offer, you know, TV show offers the same time. Man, it was great, man. I was happy to watch him go through it, and his words definitely helped us. Yeah. You know, about to play Sonic, niggas say, watch out for them spinning spikes,
man. Yeah.
Watch out for Bowser's cannons.
Sure. Yeah, then we came through it.
Oh, that ain't gonna be funny, man. Don't get lazy on that one, man. Thinking to myself the other day, I think like the Thursday before the last thing, I was just like, you know, like this experience of filming this show, like I had a small part, but I felt like a star. Like the way the crew made you feel, how they bring you in, they do wardrobe, like whatever your detail is. They fucking pay attention to that, and they make you feel like, you know what I mean? Like, you really, yes, you do, but they make you feel like you really matter to the show, and like, damn, that's a good feeling, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. So nice. And bro,
part is crucial, bro. Yeah. Every little detail is crucial. Really is.
For sure.
Down to, like, the last part, like, the guy that has the job to... Yeah. To load up your phone with pictures so you can pull out your phone and see a phone call.
People don't even think about, man.
You need it, though. Like, we can't shoot until this is done. And then, like, he comes out, does his job real quick. Thank you, bro.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
For sure. Like,
wow, man. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the point exactly. People don't think about it. Mm-hmm. I'm saying it's so easy to, like, I don't want to say so easy, man, because this is not, like, this is just generally how we are as people. You know what I mean? Like, people said you were their favorite down in wardrobe because of, like, you're probably folding your clothes. Some people just leave there. You're probably, like, asking about their day. Where's your dog at? You're asking certain questions, but that's the easiest shit to do. Be nice to someone. Like, have a conversation and shit. So it's like, even when we're leaving and we're saying bye to everyone, every different department, obviously there's going to be certain people you talk to more every day, but... The phone guys, we don't always have a phone. You know, they're not always, like, you know, breaking down how each prop works and all that. But for the nigga to be, like, walking out and saying, like, yo, thanks for recognizing me. Thanks for talking to me. Thanks for, like, you know what I mean?
That's what he said?
You know, it's just, because people are really rude, bro. People are just, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just so they don't think about it. And even, like, when you have the star role or whatever it is, and they're talking to you, like, oh, our PAs are basically like, bro, you niggas don't ask us to go get you nothing.
Yeah.
And we're here to get you everything. And I'm like, I'll go for a walk. I'll go get my coffee. No, bro. Just you chill right now. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's just, again, it's just how you treat people. And that's going to trickle down to, like, fucking, you know what I mean? And now everyone's treating everyone with respect because no one's disrespecting anyone. No one's building up that aggression inside of, like, who's this nigga think he is, bro? You know what I mean?
Big. Like,
it's big, bro. Big. It takes a lot of selfless acts from everyone, you know. So it's to get that type of crew, man. Your first goal is, again, like, I'm grateful, man, because I don't know what we did to deserve a type of crew. So, but it's gonna show in the work for sure.
Fuck you, you Slizzy Gang.
Who's
you, Slizzy Gang?
Bro, I told you, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, honestly, I kind of dropped while I was filming. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, see?
Cash Cobain.
It's Slizzy Gang?
Slizzy Gang.
Nah, bro, I don't do that. You know what I'm
Cash is an artist from New York.
Mm.
And yeah, they got some records out right now that are doing good and bubbling.
That's what's up.
I was just asking about it.
Nah, I'm not. Yeah. They got good songs, but I'm not Slizzy.
Not yet.
No, not ever.
Why you say not ever?
Nah, Ray can't get me. I'm too, like, honestly, I think, I'll tell you what.
What you mean,
bro? I'll tell you one thing, bro. In this lifetime, you're going to have your one generational, like, guy that you stick with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When I was coming up, that was Lil Wayne.
Okay.
Right? Lil Wayne, and then, like, I had that next tier of, like, 50 Cent. Like, I fucking love 50 Cent.
Okay. Yeah.
Then I had, obviously, Young Thug. Mm. So them niggas not going to get me. That's the point. It's like this. We need a couple more. I need a couple more years until the generation kind of shifts, and now there's a new, like, you know what I mean? A big artist coming up.
You can't switch, like, gangs too much.
Nah, bro.
Ain't nobody switching.
Nah, bro, are you Slizzy Gang?
I'm not Slizzy Gang. But I like two or three of the records so far. I haven't heard everything, right?
Yeah.
But what I've heard so far, I like it. I think it's different. I can recognize what you're saying in terms of, like, I don't feel like it's about to be generational at all. I think it's a moment in time. It's a year, maybe 2 years.
Mm.
But I mean, I don't mean I can't enjoy the music while it's here.
I fucking enjoy it all.
Yeah. You just enjoy it all.
Yeah. I'm just, like, you know?
I don't think I'll go to, like, the shows and shit. I feel like that's when you Slizzy Gang, you're going
to
do that.
Yeah. I'm not going to no shows though. Yeah, no.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I'm not going to no shows in my life, but I'm excited when I end up at a show.
Okay.
And you know how that shit go. You would just be at McDonald's, next thing you know, a nigga said, bro, Young Thug performing here. Mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, and he's about to come out right now.
Okay.
That's why I seen Dave Chappelle for the first time.
You've never premeditated going to an artist concert? Uh-huh. Really?
Earl's in Toronto, but that's because nigga said slide through.
Right.
Fuck, I'm going to do.
So, okay.
But I wouldn't, like, buy tickets to
concert. You
wouldn't
buy a ticket? Oh, really?
No.
I mean, I'm definitely very selective.
Yeah.
With the tickets that I do buy, but definitely, like, there's artists where I'll buy a ticket.
I just need to be sorted
properly.
I think Tyler,
I bought a ticket when we all went to Tyler.
Oh,
y'all just happened to be going too.
Yeah. You bought a ticket. Yeah.
And that's fun shit though, man.
Mm-hmm. That one fell into our lap, so it's like, yeah, I'll go. Mm-hmm. But like, I don't know. I'd go see, like, a live, like, fucking jazz fucking show before I see an artist. Mm-hmm. Cause sometimes it's a lot of standing and, like, I like to sit and lounge, bro.
Okay.
Like how we're watching Amine and Earl, we could sit down up there. Like, that was nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I definitely prefer it.
I can't do all the standing too much. And I know that, so I just don't do it.
Right, heard you.
Events like that made me want chair pants.
Yeah, bro.
Just, bro, fuck it.
Right.
Just sit down.
Cool. You know, good. I do the illusion, and it looks like he's, like, sitting down with floating.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he got the thing in his arm.
Yeah. Chris Angel?
Yeah. Not Chris.
Oh, the blood on the street.
He just be on the street.
Barcelona.
He did at the fucking show. Yeah. It's one of them.
Man, how's this nigga chilling, bro?
They be at what, Busker Festival?
Yeah, type shit. Yeah.
Busker Festival.
You just put a little money in the thing. Yeah.
Bro, sometimes they be having, like, hey, how the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, these days, it's because, like, I feel like TikTok and everything, and people just, they live to debunk that shit.
Yeah, they know everything now.
Yeah, they live to put that video on the internet.
As far as music, man.
Yeah, there's new people you're listening to, right?
Yeah, no, not really. No. Honestly, we've been on the deep, like, fucking, obviously there's jazz, but then there's just, like, Japanese flutes and shit. Like,
yeah.
At the end of the day, end of the day, I'll have my moments where I can play my shit, but.
Sometimes you need no lyrics.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Bro, no more words for the day.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Bro, I've been running out of words. My sentences will just stop.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, and then I'm done.
Okay. Yeah.
That's it.
But I respect it because everyone kind of, like, felt it, too. Like, certain days, I'm just like, Okay.
It's pick up. Okay, I heard you.
All right, yeah, we'll do that. Yeah.
I see what you're trying to say, bro.
Yeah. It's all right, bro.
Don't even finish me. Bro, you got chubby on set?
Gang.
How was it eating on set and shit, bro?
It was good. It was good. I enjoyed all the food.
You got thick?
I didn't weigh myself, but nah, I think I'm in a great place, honestly. I think the puppy balance.
Yeah.
Because I walk a lot with him, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm always on my feet with him. So I think that just doesn't allow me to. I'm going to get thick. Like, I look good still. I'm not going to lie.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
For real.
You walking in more than Kaz?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
need a lot
to.
More?
A lot more, yeah.
Yeah.
Way more. Honestly, like, he showed me, like, we're kind of doing Kaz dirty because we would let Kaz out. Damn, Zara. We would let Kaz out, like, in the morning, like say like 10 o'clock and then we feed him 11 and we wouldn't take him back outside till like 10 p.m.
Two shits a day.
Nah, yeah, that's it.
I'm like, yeah, that's fucked up. Yeah. Like,
but he'll ask.
He'll be chilling. He doesn't complain. Like,
sometimes a little house dog does little house dog shit.
They can hold it though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Like, Tweed fucking needs to go outside though. This nigga
really.
Yeah, he's gonna ask.
Really? Yeah, no, it's like. Now I'm like, yeah, that's. I like that's fucked up. Like, if I had to hold my piss and shit all day.
Yeah. But you seen how much I'd walk Brooklyn when you'd come over?
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Saying you didn't think, yo, let me treat my nigga a little diff.
But that's a big old dog, bro.
No, but yeah, I'm saying at the time, I didn't have Seiko. Seiko showed me that.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but you knew Brooklyn before Seiko, and you're seeing how casual like the walks were.
Yeah, but I'm saying I didn't realize that was a problem until after I got Seiko, because I'm outside with him so much. Why? Because he needs to go to the washroom. So I'm like, wait, what's the difference between him and Kaz type shit? Like, yeah, Kaz definitely don't got to go outside. Eight times a day, but damn, we got to do at least three.
Yeah, I need at least three.
You know what I mean? Like, fuck. So, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah, I got thick.
You got thick, yeah. Did you or did you? Well, nah, you did. You like.
Hey, man.
No, I
did like that. Fuck. Did you? Oh, no, hell yeah. I saw them cheeks.
What the hell?
I saw you
it was just a bit until 2 minutes ago. What? I did?
You don't look like thick or anything like that. I'm just saying, like.
You said, nah, you thick. Never mind.
Bro, man.
Tell your story, man. Tell your truth, man.
So, you know, you come in here, early day, it's like 6 in the morning, it's a craft truck, so it's shout out the craft team, man, my home Cal.
Calvin got a job. Hey,
Dave
Calvin.
Chappelle.
Yeah, every time saw Calvin.
Black Arnold's.
Yeah, you're always going to be happy to see it, Calvin.
Yeah.
Hey, Calvin.
You don't know one bad Calvin.
Yeah.
No.
Think about it.
No, I don't. I only know one Calvin, and
he's a good guy.
He's a tiger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know Shady Theodore?
Yeah, my cousin.
He's shady?
He's very shady.
That's news to me.
Yeah, I keep him away, you know what I'm saying?
I thought more Theodore was solid.
Yeah, nah, he ain't solid, man.
Solid, Calvin's though.
Calvin's a solid.
Calvin's solid.
For sure.
Yeah, man. So Calvin up in the Express craft truck. Yeah, so okay, it's just, man. You know, it's just meals on wheels all damn day.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so morning time I come in there, I made a New York special.
Nice.
Yeah. Bacon, egg, and cheese.
Nice.
And it was just called the Trey Special, man.
Nice.
Or the NY Special.
That's fine.
I called it that once. I said, can I get my special? He said, what? I said, bacon, egg, and cheese, please.
Yeah, Cal, let me get to New York, man. Huh? Oh, fucking, so the bread. Egg.
I asked Nancy to go get me a bacon, egg, and cheese. Because we were like, they needed it. I couldn't leave. Mm-hmm. So, all right, just asking for the New York special.
Ooh.
She's like, what? Just trust me, New York special, he'll know.
Damn.
She came back with a bagel, buttered, and said, yeah, I didn't know what it was. I just got you this. I said, fuck, man.
All right, I'll go.
Yeah, it's so funny because, bro.
I don't think she tried, man. Nah. I think she did, bro. You know when you get some, like, hey, go do that.
Yeah.
And you kind of nervous about it. You can't do it.
I think Calvin was. I think she asked, but Calvin was just like, "What the fuck you talking,
okay, Nancy? Okay.
What?" But it's just, it's funny because you try to get so many names to stick around here. Either like, you know us. We talked with a lot of Ebonics.
Mm-hmm.
I took that from Big L. We talk a lot of slang and shit. Not like us in general, but then us as a culture. Black people just love to throw quick nicknames on shit, whatever.
Sure. Lingo, yeah, they're going to change their name and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to change the name. They're going to change the lingo. Mm-hmm. It speeds up the conversation, especially when you're trying to have a certain conversation.
It can get deep right there.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you said that. Yeah.
So we started, like, one of the terms was, like, we'd always be eating here at this table, and they're trying to have a meeting about, like, so where's the truck going to go? And we're just like, me, you know, like, it's only me and him can answer these questions.
Right. This is like in the morning, like
early. Earlier when we first came here, type shit, just prep. So we say, yo, we're marinating. What the fuck is marinating? We're like, bro, we're thinking. We'll get back to you. We can marinate up from one day to fucking a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. three night marination sometimes.
Sometimes.
Bro, you gotta marinate.
It's gonna be good, yeah.
All right now? I don't fucking know.
Yeah.
Let me marinate. Coming tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, I'll share my thoughts.
Right.
So just lingo and shit was all going, you know? So it's funny when I would try and make a new name for certain things. And I'm like, all right, that's special.
Yeah, yeah.
Nick said, what?
Because Lucas had his special.
Yeah.
You go to the truck, you get a Lucas special, you're getting home fries and four sausages, no sauce.
Four sausages, no bacon.
Just Lucas special.
Yeah.
That nigga is crazy.
It's just hearty, meaty.
That is crazy.
Fucking starch.
Ugh. Yeah. Yeah.
It's and no sausage.
Yeah,
dry.
No drip. Dry.
What are the sausages? Might have a look of this.
But so whatever, craft trucks there, and then Robbie, you know what I mean? Shout out to Robbie David, man. He just made sure. When we first came here, we said, yo, food is the motive always. Whatever the ticket, bro, pay it, bro. Food is the motive, man. Feed, like, bro, facts.
Nah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine.
But he spoke our language. Mm-hmm. And he said, bro, food. Oh, I said, food is the motive. Nigga said, always and forever.
Oof.
I said, all right.
Damn. So you know how they'd be like, God is good?
Yeah.
All the time?
Always, yeah, literally.
All the time, bro.
Bruh, that nigga had duck on set.
What?
Were you there when the duck was there?
No. It was good?
Duck and shrimp. Yeah.
Damn.
I think you came in late that day.
Yeah.
I want to say I ate duck and then I saw you.
Yeah.
It might have been the day I came for the fitting.
Yeah.
I dipped because I was in
fitting. Yeah. Ribs.
Okay. Shit.
Chicken, bro.
Damn.
It was just, there's food there. And by the time, bro, I'm up at 6.
Okay.
And sometimes lunch wouldn't be till 1. Yeah, and I see duck, I'm spazzing out.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm bro, in there.
I had to stop taking pictures of my plates because I'm like, bro, I'm going to be crashing out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crashing out.
Mm-hmm.
But,
so now you ready to. You ready to crash out?
Crash in. Yeah. Going for the crash in.
So, sorry, let me speed up my story, man.
I'm
cruising. So, I'm seeing my plates every day, and I'm starting to be mindful of it. I'm like, Tron, you're eating a lot, right?
Okay.
Always snacking. There's always fucking snacks. And then Calvin always comes once at 10 o'clock. Morning, a little. Maybe it's chili. It's a movie called
Morning Comes in
surprise.
With the hot box,
yeah,
bro.
With the bag, right?
Oh, yeah, with the hot bag.
You're trying
out there one time. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. He came with chili one day when we're shooting Taj in the Veeds part outside, and I took 3 containers.
Nice.
One goal.
Oh,
I
really?
You
stacking
one after the next.
I did one off. 2 off. 3. Literally, Michael watched it go down, and I was the day I said, okay, I can't say anything to him about food today. Because that nigga always took 2 trays of food every day. he's a firefighter. Like, you gotta need his nutrients. But so he comes at 10. What time was it? 10, 1.
At 10 about 2.
2. And then one more just before we wrap. So at like 5. Like just every single point where humans can get possibly grumpy because they're hungry.
Oh shit!
The niggas there are food.
Wow!
And there's always like sandwiches, like whenever you want. Like there was a fucking contest of who can eat the most peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
That's the type of shit he was on, bro. Bro, so,
what the fuck?
That's right. What the fuck type of niggas do, bro?
Yeah, man. However the day was going, I was full.
I was full.
Yeah, that's
guaranteed.
Good. That's good, man.
You know? Yeah. And it was good. It was good. It was good.
Bro, we were really burning fuel, man.
Yeah.
True.
And lifting shit for real and pushing shit around. Like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with that, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna need food. Especially when you're just chilling and I can't get tired of food. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, fast forward. We're at day 19, I believe. Day 18. And I have nothing to film today. And this is my one time to get this like test poster shoot.
Okay.
So we're not going to say what the poster is, but me and Jermaine are getting active.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a security guard. Yeah,
they can know that.
Yeah, I'm a security guard in one of the scenes, and so I have my security fit. I have my 2 Shazam fits, and that's all my wardrobes.
Mm-hmm.
Tycho has like 3 different fits, but that's Tycho.
Mm-hmm.
I put on my security pants, but I've been telling niggas all week, like, really, I'm like, I'm good. Like, you know what I mean? I look any different. So I'm seeing people for the first time. I'm like, yo, how I look?
Yeah.
I look different. Like, you know what I mean? Trying to just make it come out. No one's saying that. Like, right. I feel heavy, bro. Seeing Adrian, you feel good. Like,
feeling juicy, bro. Huh?
Yeah, looking right. in the mirror, bro. I feel it. Right. And then now I'm putting on my security pants. And I'm in there. I'm trying to fucking put them on. What the fuck? I can't close them. So I fucking suck my stomach in, and I fucking find clip them close. So it's the ones that you got to go like this,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
close
the little,
up
the little, teeth. The little, like, fucking yeah. metal little yes. thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Zipper
yeah.
up. But I'm tucking in hella shit. Like, I have a shirt. The security fits. I'm tucking all that on top of it. I'm putting on my Shazam shirt. Mm-hmm. So I go outside, and I'm just like, fuck, man. Like, because they're saying, yo, Trey, hurry up. So I'm running in my little security fit. And, like, my ass is, like, you know when your ass is, like, I'm juicy, bro. I'm juicy. I'm a fruit gusher right now. Like, I'm fucking thick in these jeans right now.
Yeah, blueberry.
So I'm like, damn, bro. And, like, and now I'm really thinking, I'm like, did I really eat that much? I'm like, yo, fuck, like, day 19, I'm not working out. Like, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. So I'm talking to Zena, and I'm just like, yeah, I think I've, you know, gained some pounds. Zena had a wardrobe. She starts laughing. She said, "You know what, man? I noticed. Oh. I noticed with a few people, but I didn't want to say anything." Hazard chuckle. Before I go into the scene to start shooting, I'm just like, "Damn!" I'm like, "What?" I'm like, "For real,
So oh no!
Tight ass pants. We do the shoot. Whatever. Day goes on. There's probably about like six people there when I said like I'm looking thick. So I'm not like coming to her. Like, she's not airing me out. Like, I'm saying this shit out loud to everyone. Right. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Because, you know, if you have a problem, you're going to change it. If I feel like I'm getting like, you know, too outside my where I feel I should be, I'm going to go work out, get myself back right.
Yeah.
So when she said it was all playful, you know, I just want to clear that. Yeah. End of the day, everyone's hearing about my gainage, my thoughts. Yeah, my thoughts. And then all the wardrobe comes to me now. Fucking Zena, Sarah, and she says, "Oh my god, you're not gonna believe it." I'm like, "What? Like a fucking miracle?" She's like, Guess what? I'm like, "What?" She said, "You had Hassan's pants."
So you're not thicker, you're just thicker than Hassan.
I said, "Oh god, thank god, bro." Cause if I filled up my pants,
let's finish the show. Yeah,
yeah, you know what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, Cameron, let me get one of them chilies, nigga.
Cameron, let me get some reels.
I need the special.
Dog, it was like I was so grateful, bro.
Nah, that's
like,
a big moment. That's a defining moment right there. Still,
all week is burning me. Like, you know what I mean? All day is burning me now, especially because I'm not fitting in these jeans. I'm like, bro, I fit these.
Right.
I fit these.
Right.
Then for her to say, "Yeah, I noticed," and laughed and shit, because she's sizing everyone up. She's like, "Yeah, obviously your wardrobe."
Mm-hmm.
Bro, we all had ourselves a good fucking laugh, man. Yeah.
No, that's
what a relief, man.
What a relief, bro. So fuck the gym for about two more months.
I'm still looking right, huh?
Yeah, I'm still looking good. Nah, I definitely put on a few.
Yeah.
About 15, probably.
15?
No, 15 pounds?
Probably 5 pounds.
Yeah, probably.
10 pounds.
Probably yeah, 5 pounds.
Okay. Yeah. You just turn that into muscle? Or are you trying to drop it?
No, I don't know. I'll just do whatever my body wants to do.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Do you target workout?
Yeah.
You do that?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, you want to target like a certain area?
Oh, for sure.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't still.
You just do everything on?
Yeah, I figure like once everything will go and, you know, how it's supposed to go.
It do be lining up, man.
You
never really see a guy with a giant arm and a small arm.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it do, but you definitely know where you're going to do more at. Like, it's just going to count down to 2 days. Like, leg day, I have 2 leg days.
Oof.
And then you can switch out to 2 back days if you want.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes I switch it. But
yeah. I did leg day the other day for, like, I haven't really been in the gym since I got Seiko.
Mm.
But I'm trying to go back now. And I leg day, so I was like, damn, I remember why I hate this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
my legs are too skinny though. Like, I'm starting to notice it. Like, I never really care because, like, whatever, like, you know, clothes. Yeah,
skinny nigga shit.
Yeah, skinny nigga shit. Like, I leaned into that. But I feel like,
nah.
I don't know if it's like I'm getting older or maybe just because I've been working out, but like, I'm getting bigger in other areas, right? So I'm starting to look weird and my legs are just like mad.
Disproportionate.
You know, double up.
Now you got to work on your legs, man, because I'll tell you what. After I started working on my legs, I started like put on some shorts saying, damn, nigga.
Yellow shorts.
Nice legs, bro. Yeah.
That's a good in Florida, too.
Yeah, Florida. Even just fucking, I'm going swimming. Even in Brussels, like, I admire myself when I'm naked, bro. I'll be looking in the shower.
On some Greek shit?
Especially when I go into the shower, because I put my blinds up. So I already look and see my back. I'm okay.
God damn.
Okay. Nah, man, wait. Nah, it's nice, man. And just, fuck. Mm-hmm. To chase that, I think I'm going to be chasing that my whole life. Just fucking things that I can look forward to, some sort of progression, looking back and saying, damn, man, like, that's so satisfying.
Are you talking, like, with your body specifically right now? Or just,
body, life, mental, everything, just to fucking look back at something and say, oh, shit, I was here and now I'm here. Mm-hmm. The gym is the best because you're fucking it. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't, like, even lifting some shit and, like, just doing some shit. I'm like, bro, this is so easy. Like, remember they're trying to put this fridge on. They're trying to put wedge a fridge in the door. And they're like, oh, it's not going to work. Fucking sweating. Let's go.
Turn the camera on. Yeah, bro, it's been a while since we plugged in with the community. Mm-hmm. All right, let's lock in with Koi Joy.
Great username.
Hello. My name is Imani. I'm from New York City, Brooklyn.
Shout out, Imani.
I wanted to ask, so today is my birthday. And
B-Day.
I have a family tradition where we have a specific birthday song that my grandmother made up. And every year we sing that. And it's, you know, super unique and super cool. And today's actually the second year since my grandmother passed away that R.I.P. I will be, R.I.P. she's the one who created the song. And this is the second time that I haven't been able to hear it. No one else really has felt the, you know, like since she's been gone, I guess people haven't felt it in their hearts to sing it or something. But it just made me think about, you know, family traditions. And I was wondering who else has a family tradition unique like that, that, you know, anyone else would hear it, be like, what? You know, because anytime I sing my birthday song to people, they're always just like, you know, they think it's cool, but they're just like, that's so random. Yeah. What else do you guys have that's random and unique in your family?
Family traditions. My dad goes on vacation every Christmas.
He leaves us. Wow, man, that leaves us behind every Christmas. That's tradition.
12 years straight.
Well, first off, condolences. For I know that's tough to lose. To lose a grandma, man. Honestly, I'm very. I'm sad we didn't have a better relationship with our grandma to like kind of pass down, you know, traditions.
That's probably where you got it from, for real.
Huh?
That's probably where you would have got it from, for real.
Yeah, like, you know, to pass it on both sides, bro. Like, I didn't know my dad's real mom. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, I grew up with a step grandma, and I always thought that was funny. Mm. I'm like, you my step grandma. Like, it was just funny. But out of respect, obviously, she's grandma.
Yeah, for sure.
Then I office moved with my grandfather, and that nigga didn't teach me no tradition. And then my mom's father passed away when I was young, before I was born, sorry. And my grandma passed away a while ago, or a couple years ago, but we weren't close to her. But condolences. I know how hard it is to, you know, to go through that. But as of family traditions, our family doesn't do nothing, bro.
Yeah, for real. I hate that.
They just go with the program.
Yeah, honestly.
Mm-hmm. I'd say continue it, though. That's where I was going, that long spiel.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Find a way to continue it, whether it's your friends or, you know, your parents, and you're just kind of pushing whoever it is, or maybe it's just with yourself to continue keep that going, because that shit's cool, man. We try to do some things now, but it's...
Yeah.
Everyone has to make a, you know, pause life for a little bit. I feel like that's what COVID should have taught everyone. You know? Pause life for a little bit.
I think you got to be intentional with traditions too, which I think a lot of us, I feel like for me, like in my family, it's just like I'm the young. I'm not going to start a tradition. I'm going to look to y'all. What we doing, right? So I don't got none of that shit, though. No traditions.
Well, you can start it. We're all old enough now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Like, how do you know, like, all right, this is what it's going to be?
Yeah.
Like, is it the second time around, or is it like, yo, nigga, we going to start a tradition today?
Oh, you know when it's some lame shit, though. You know what
like,
I mean?
Bro, we're not doing that for the rest of life.
Hell nah.
But the thing is, I feel like in the guise of what she's talking about, like with the birthday song, right? That shit was probably really lame at a point. But because it became a tradition, now it's like, it's probably still lame, but it's a sentimental value.
Chill.
I know she feel me though. Like, it's probably still lame.
Yeah, our friends think it's random.
Yeah, she said that too. Yeah.
Let me hear the song.
So the voice went in with the song.
Sing it to us.
So I feel like, yeah, you gotta be, it's like, it's like an understood lameness. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, it's like them family photos and shit. Exactly. Nigga, fucking V-necks and shit.
But
it's lame, but it's love.
It's love. Yeah. That's it right there.
It's lame, that's but it's love.
Yeah. It's lame, but it's love. Yeah.
You can also be a good creator and like put your family on some drip. Like, you know, like Kanye West is going to have a good family reunion. So,
I mean, look at what Stevie Wonder, right? Made the better happy birthday song. Happy
Which one?
Birthday to
oh, that's his that's, work?
Yeah, that's Stevie Wonder.
Damn, bro. Yes.
So, you know, that's a tradition that could have been a song type shit.
Yeah.
And now it's like, boom, now it's in everybody's house.
Is that like on Apple Music and shit?
Yeah, it's on the album with the orange cover.
What's his album, Mark? His stash?
No, it's like an animated drawing of his face.
Of it? Oh.
It's not of his face. It is of his face. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me get one more disco, man.
Yeah, man. Lock in with the community.
Yeah, shot to Brooklyn, shot to Imani.
Man, we talking to Micah Man Prime.
Schlitt.
Yo, what's good, everyone? This is an eagle from Birmingham City.
Birmingham.
The UK.
Big up.
You know, in England, of course. My question is something that might be able to help out some of the younger eagles. It's something that... Alexa, shut up.
Yeah, man.
It's a question that I had to ask myself when I was in uni. But a lot of people may have asked themselves the question, who am I? Who am I as a person? And yeah, it's a process, of course. But I just want to know, if you guys ever asked yourself that question, who am I? Who am I as a person? Am I who I want to be? And how did you get through that? Sorry about my son. Yeah, this is Michael from Birmingham. Love to the pod. Shells, Trey, Jay, visitor. Don't know which one you are, but shout out to you, lot, man. Yeah. Love from Micah in Brom.
Yeah. Where was he from?
Amen.
Amen.
Slut.
That's a good one, man.
Shit, bro. Who am I? Shit, bro. Yeah, you gotta ask that sometimes, man. You gotta know yourself to know what you actually desire, where you want to be. That's when I had to look at it. I'm like, okay, what do I actually want to do? But then I'm like, wait, what do I actually like? But then I'm like, hold on. Who am I? It was around a time when I was like, we're in the middle of like a YouTube break, and like we stopped doing, like we started doing YouTube because we enjoyed doing sketch comedy. But then we just kept going and going and going. So after a while, it was sort of like a reflex or a habit more than, you know, like a passion that was in the forefront of my mind. It was just something that we just continued to do. So we took a good break. We pretty much like stopped for a good little time. And then, yeah, I just had to figure out, okay, do we want to keep doing this? But before that, I had to figure out, okay, what is it? What does it actually want to do? And then that's when I feel like I rediscovered my love for writing and comedy. And this is around the time we started to talk about this show, The Office Movers. Yeah, that's when I really decided, man, I really do love this shit, and I really do want to take this to another level. And I realized how much comedy was a part of my life and how much it's been a light. And that was all part of the conversation of who am I. Really realized what I was into. And then plus all the other personal shit and, you know, outside of work, but.
Yeah. I feel like I knew who I was for a minute, but I forgot for like, I want to say a good like 6 or 7 years, from like 2021 to like 26, 27.
And it's funny because.
What year is it right now?
No, I'm saying my age, not oh, the from 20. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, from like 20 to 21, yeah.
You ain't even yeah, there sorry, yet, bro. My fault. Yeah, yeah, you know me in the future
with it. Yeah, yeah, that's what. 2028, bro.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You ain't even
know we there yet. Yeah, nah, from that age.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So yeah. I feel like when I was in high school, like I really, like, I guess it's like the innocence, that mm-hmm. innocence that you have at that point in time if you're awarded that luxury, because some people aren't, but. If you're able to be like a kid in that moment, mm-hmm. I think like that's when you really figure out who you are. You're not thinking about any limitations really, right? So I think, yeah, I knew who I was then, and then I just forgot for a minute, and then like you said, like I remembered again. Mm-hmm. So I think it's like, it's definitely a question you have to ask. Maybe just ask who you were when you were, you know, most comfortable in yourself. Yeah, who were you then? And then I think there'll be like glimmers of light mm-hmm. in there of like who you are at that moment, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. I think that's where people should go when they're trying to figure out like what are they actually into and like what is like what do they like to do creatively, like mm-hmm. what did you gravitate towards when you were a kid? Exactly. Just naturally. Mm-hmm. I used to draw a whole lot, and then for a while I forgot about it. Even now I feel like I kind of forgot about it, but mm-hmm. yeah, I do remember I connect back to that passion, like damn, like I used to do this. Like, yo, yeah. I just bring out a piece of paper, I'm like, fuck, I go to town all day.
Mm-hmm. Word.
But yeah, check your childhood.
Yeah
man, I think you guys had great answers. So I'll apply that. Mm-hmm. And I'd honestly just say I was watching this clip the other day. It was a Yod Man or Rastaman talking, mm-hmm. just talking about being grateful again and being present, being appreciative and all that, and just saying where it starts, and I really understood what he was saying. He's just basically explaining, you know, it starts with who you are as a person.
Yeah,
you know, whatever you're trying to do in life, it's like it starts with you. If you're treating people right, if you're treating people with respect, if you're, you know what I mean, like again, just always grateful. It really does start with that energy, and that's who's gonna come around you. So, anything you're applying to work, man, it's like I've met people who are fucking really not in a great situation, life stressing, and you know what I mean, shit's going wrong for them, but you know, and through life they're always, you know, always treat people with respect and always, you know, no matter what's going on, mm-hmm. you see things work out for people, man. Like obviously there's, life is fucked, you know, life is hard to navigate through, but when you're just staying consistent with the person you are, and mm-hmm. you know what I mean, you're always checking that and putting that other people forward, and mm-hmm. you know, just treating people with that respect, I think. Mm. I think you find out who you really are in the end.
For sure. For sure. Yeah.
You believe you find out who you are when your back's against the wall?
I think not, because sometimes people can make a terrible decision mm-hmm, and that's not who they are. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I think when your back's against the wall, against it's just like the rock bottom thing we're talking about on set. Mm-hmm. Like just taking a moment, man, just to breathe.
Yeah.
Just, you know, all right, let's figure it out, man. Back to fucking the drawing board. Because people are backs against the wall, and then you can back a cat against a wall, and it'll let you pick it up. Fucking put a tiger against the wall. It's going to tear your shit up, bro.
I would wonder where he's going with it.
Yeah, right.
I've seen people's backs against the wall, and they did some shit that I'm like, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, yeah, so you see their sharp little teeth come out. Right? Like, say shit, some shit they regret.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Definitely.
Yeah, man. Fuck. That's deep, though. That's a deep question, man, because there's just so much to figure out about yourself, and it's like,
it's hard.
Again, that peace, man, that fucking mental peace, we don't stop to see how much weighs so heavy on us mm-hmm. from the people around us. And that's what I'm saying, like just how you treat people is very important, but from the people around you to the environment that you're in, it's like there's a lot of fucking weight with that being on your mental. So it's just like even just getting some space wherever you can, if it's going for a drive alone, like wherever you can get it, like go and get it that way, like It's very important, honestly. But mm-hmm. Come on.
Yeah, man.
Journal too.
Yeah.
Journal. Meditation.
Journal, yeah.
Human.
Don't look at your phone and shit.
That shit. Yeah, I gotta stop doing that one.
First thing in the morning?
You don't do it? I can't lie, like I check it.
Nah. Yeah, I check it,
and the only thing I really do right away is text messages.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's it.
But I still feel like sometimes you open your phone and you're just like, your first thought is whatever other people are on.
Yeah.
Like if someone's like, yo, hold on.
Right, right. Yeah. That
but at the same time, it is tough to like, you know, you have messages for whatever reason. You don't know what they are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I do love that little,
I love that moment, but fuck. I don't know, man. It's I guess it's just all different times because there's certain times where things can chill on my phone for a week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's other times where I say, yo, I need an answer right now. Mm-hmm. And usually I'll get pinged from someone saying, yo.
You know what? I think for me, I really like, it's funny that you say that because I think just even from starting the podcast, you know, just growing a little following for myself and like I'm getting messages, I felt really like I have to answer everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. No disrespect. I appreciate every message, but I'm starting to learn, like, honestly, like, I'm going to have to choose me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just what it is, you know? So.
It's a lot. But you also, you have those moments, man, because even with stories and shit, like, I get a chance to respond to so many people and just be like, yo, real nigga, man. Thanks, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and like, that's a good form where it's before that you're not able to talk to anyone. Yeah. There's no stories, just posts and, like, you know.
But
like,
you're giving yourself to so much people, you know what I'm saying? And, like, that's losing. Like, that's exhausting. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, once I couldn't even imagine. Yeah. Like, I definitely tried to do it, but I realized, like, I was kind of, like, burning myself. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just from, like, everything. It'll be anything, bro.
Thank you. Tag, good looking.
You know what I'm saying? Crazy. It's like, bro, like, all right, man. Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
That was the reason why Juice left. It's just, it's just overbearing and it's overwhelming. Right. It's like, yo, no, this is a lot. But you gotta know how to balance it. It's just, it's really just a balance of everything in life. But again, that mental break, just say, okay, I just had to stop. Like,
well, it's just like knowing, like, you don't have to attack it right when you see it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you could leave it in there and marinate, you know? So that's what I'm on. Like, I'm gonna answer everything, but it ain't gonna be like towers for
Bro, I'm bad with my DMs.
Yeah.
It's not even a messaging service for me, bro. It's just a post box, nigga. You can put it in there. I might check that shit out.
Yeah.
Sort through one day.
Nah, just me. I be knowing the ones y'all don't see because they come my way.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I sent this to Trey J.
Niggas just start saying, bro, just hit Sheldon. Bro, just look at his responses, bro.
Amen.
Yeah. The boys are back in town.
Yeah.
I mean, back on the beam. Really leave, you know what I'm saying? We skipped out a couple weeks, bro. Bi-weekly situation.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
Light edits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our energy will be back up, bro. I'm still zoning, bro.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Like, we haven't even got a proper sleep yet. Mm-hmm. Like, for real. Mm-hmm. Like it was Easter, which was very demanding. Like, it was a beautiful time, but then I was like Monday back to work, Tuesday parties going on, shit's going on, post that. It's a lot going on. Right now. Grateful.
Yeah.
But I know when I'm like, I know my brain is fried right now. So I'm just like, yeah, I'm just too.
When we dropping this?
Friday, man.
This Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, tight shit.
Yo, light edits.
This Friday, we drop this Friday. I mean, maybe Saturday. It might be Sunday.
Yeah, it might be.
But shit, Monday I'm at y'all, man. New project out.
Talk to him.
April 8th.
He's been in the lab.
Yeah, man. New music, man.
We back.
Yeah.
Slatty.
You already know what we like, man. Hit the bloop, jump in the yarmulkes, man.
Yeah.
Drop them good, wholesome reviews.
Yeah.
Yep. All that good stuff. Thumbs up, bells. Mm-hmm. Hit all the buttons, man.
Mm-hmm. Comment. We in the comments.
Yeah, we in the comments, man. Mm-hmm. Jump down in there. The Discord, of course. Join them.
Of course.
Yep. Join the Discord. Mm-hmm. We're going to tap in with you every week. Yep. Send us these wholesome voice notes. Scan this boop. Mm-hmm. Fly in. Amen. Listen.
Life.
Yeah.
Gratefulness.
Gratitude is a must.
Life.
Office movers.
Life.
Coming soon.
Amen.
Sir. Hell yeah.
Sir.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.